Hey kids, my name is Anthony Rutgazer, and I am the writer of such books as Heroes of Homeroom C, and I'm the organizer of the Artsy Fartsy Comic Con in Toronto. And you're listening to the True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics Podcast. Dedicated to promote Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters, I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Anthony Rutgazer about the plan for Artsy Fartsy Comic-Con 2024. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and YouTube. Please like and subscribe to that video channel. Anthony Rutgazer is a comic book writer and cartoonist, a podcast host, and a professional wrestling promoter and performer based in Toronto, Canada. He's also worked as a stand-up comedian, a nightclub DJ, and an on-air radio host. In 2020, Anthony revived his pop culture podcast, The Handsome Genius Club Radio Show, releasing new episodes every weekday for the entire year. HGC Radio has returned to a once-a-week schedule for 2023. The podcast features Anthony's personal stories, his take on pulp culture and current events, and in-depth interviews with creators and performers. Under the guise of professional wrestler Anthony Kingdom James, he's still semi-active as a competitor on live wrestling events around the independent circuit. He's also a promoter of his own live events under the banner of the Union of Independent Professional Wrestlers. Anthony's also the organizer of Artsy Fartsy Comic-Con 2024. Taking place on April 21st, Artsy Fartsy Comic-Con 2024 is a comic book and comic creator-focused series of events being held in Toronto, Ontario. Mainstream and independent creators will be on hand at each show to sell their comics, graphic novels, kids' books, zines, original art and art prints, and much more. Discover more about Artsy Fartsy Comic-Con 2024 to be experienced at the Transact Club at artsyfartsycomiccon.com. So without further ado, here's my chat with Anthony Rutgazer about the plan for Artsy Fartsy Comic-Con 2024.
So Anthony Rutgazer, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
Always a pleasure, John.
I appreciate your time. I know you're a busy fellow. But before I get started, I'd like to know, what are you reading today? What's on your bedside reading table?
The Art of Arthur Adams, a new book. It got kickstarted last year by Flesk Publications, and it is a absolutely wonderful compendium of Art Adams' work over the last 40 years, from his earliest test pages, sample pages, right up until his most recent covers in 2022. And I think there's some in early 2023.
Wow, that's he's an amazing artist, that's for sure. Was it Longshot that he did?
Longshot was the first, not his first work, but the first work that people sat up and took notice of him. Which was, I mean, it's probably the maybe the second or third gig of his professional career, and it was just fantastic, and I fell in love with his art right then and there when it first came out.
Yeah, very distinctive. That's for sure. Well, we're talking here today because you're coordinating the Artsy Fartsy Comic-Con for the second time in a row, 2024. So for someone who's not heard of it, you know, how would you describe it to someone?
Well, I describe it two ways. the dumbed-down version, it's a little 20-table artist alley. The highbrow version is it's a comic creator and comic book-focused event that features comics, graphic novels, kids' books, zines, original art and art prints, but it focuses mainly on comics and graphic novels. One of the prerequisites to exhibit at the show as a creator is that you've got to have a comic book. I want people to leave Artsy Fartsy with new stuff to read. And as much as I love the care and time and craft that goes into the single panel images that become prints from a lot of artists, what I really, really want is people to leave the Transact Club with new comic books to read.
So what you're saying is there's no chance we're going to see the cast of Star Lost or Littlest Hobo at your show.
I don't know. I mean, if one of them, Star Lost was Robin, what the heck was his name that he ended up doing weather on CTV?
Well, Cara Delevingne was in it. That was pretty big, eh?
Well, hey, listen, if one of them writes a comic book, you know, there's a little wiggle room for prose, you know, for books, as opposed to, you know, strictly comics and graphic novels. Greg Oliver, who is a fantastic writer and a longtime friend of mine, he tabled at the first show. And Greg mostly writes sports-related books and some entertainment books. At the time, he was not far removed from releasing a book about Billy Van.
Oh, that's right.
An autobiography of Billy Van, who was the centerpiece of Hilarious House of Frightenstein. So there's a little wiggle room there.
Sure.
But I'm thinking, and here's a thing that isn't public knowledge, really, is there is somebody that I invited to do the show who is not a writer themselves, not a comic book creator themselves, but is really involved in the community. And I invited them, and it hasn't worked out. So I'm not above... I'm not above a little bit of pandering, but, you know, it's like the No Homers Club. You know, we can have one.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. That's cool. That's cool. Well, what is it about conventions that you like the most that you wanted to put on your very own? What is it about it?
I love the interaction with fans. I always get a little weirded out saying the word fans because it's, you know, it seems kind of hoity-toity to say that I have fans. But yeah, there are some people that follow my stuff, but it's more in terms of the community, comic readers and comic collectors, fans of comics, and being at conventions and asking people as they walk by in Artist Alley, hey, what are you on the hunt for this weekend? Or what kind of stuff do you usually read? And then seeing if what I have on the table might correspond to what they say they like, or just trying to convince them, knowing that what I have on my table is good. So can I convince you to give it a try?
Okay. You
know? And I like those interactions.
Sure. Sure. That's cool. Do you have any favorite moments from a past convention or festival that really stand out?
Yeah. I've had a couple of kids in cosplay pick up Heroes of Homeroom C, Volume 1. And whenever it's, I don't do it enough. You know, it's like that thing. It's like that thing that you have an Instagram and you're at a restaurant and they put a really good meal on your table and you just don't think, well, I got to take a picture of my food. I don't often enough think at conventions. There are some kids picking up my book and they're really, they talk their parents into buying it for them because they took a flip through it and they really liked it. And I should take a picture of this smiling kid with my book. And I don't do it enough. But just having that interaction with a lot of kids is fun. And then every once in a while, you know, for me, somebody really cool just happens by the table. Last weekend, well, by the time people listen to this, a couple of weekends ago, at Toronto Comic Con, actor from Veep, and from Ted Lasso, Sam Richardson, who played character on the show, was Richard Splett, who in the last episode we find out eventually goes on to become president of the United States. In Ted Lasso, he plays Akufo, the African billionaire who started his own league. Mm-hmm. And I had just gotten back from hosting a panel and popped back into my table. And less than 10 seconds later, Sam Richardson standing in front of me. And I looked at him, I just looked at him, I said, hey, I recognize you. And then I proceeded to say, wow, a bunch of times. Because the last thing I wanted to do was yell out, holy crap, it's Sam Richardson. And have the poor guy get swarmed by people, right? Right.
Yeah.
Toronto musician from many, many moons ago, Nash the Slash, taught me a valuable lesson when I was younger. Don't yell out the famous person's name.
Ah, right. Yeah, that's good advice for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
But yeah, Sam Richardson, I've met Sam Richardson at my table this last time at previous conventions. That's how I met Paul Sun Hyung Lee, who's doing Uncle Iroh in a Netflix version of Avatar The Last Airbender. Ed Robertson from the Bare Naked Ladies has come to my table. Who else? There's some other people. Every once in a while, somebody just appears in front of you, and it's like, well, hell, I'm going to try and sell this famous person a comic book.
Sure, that's the beauty of conventions. You just don't know who's going to come by. It could be anybody.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic.
That's cool. Now, with everything you got on the go, you got so much that you're so busy. You shouldn't even be talking to me. You're so busy. But do you have any projects on the go that you can talk about? Anything coming down the road?
Absolutely. So Carlos Granda, who is the artist for Heroes of Homeroom C, Volume 1, he and I are getting back together. He went out on his own to do some other projects and to try his hand at some stuff he had created. And we're getting back together this summer, and we're going to be doing Homeroom C Volumes 2 and 3 back-to-back. So I am hoping to have Heroes of Homeroom C Volume 2 for next March at Toronto Comic Con and Volume 3 at Fan Expo Canada 2025.
Wow. That's
and,
cool.
And I'm lucky to have gotten Carlos back. It's amazing. He's an amazing artist. And I know that when I'm able to get myself slotted into his calendar, get as much work done as I can. So sure. Yeah, so we're going to do 2 and 3 back to back. I'm working now on an art book, more or less, you know, what I guess what you'd think of as a coffee table book. The Art and Life of Lee Motor. For listeners who don't know, Lee passed away last January. Hell, we had been friends for 30 years. In fact, he's the cover artist for Heroes of Homeroom C Volume 1.
Right.
But Lee is the co-creator of Stargirl at DC Comics.
Oh.
He worked on Wonder Woman, a long run on Legion of Superheroes in the late 90s. He did a lot of work with writer Ron Mars. They did Dragon Prince at Top Cow. They did Shinku at Image and a bunch of other things. So part of my inheritance from Lee was his sketchbooks. I have 30 years of his sketchbooks.
Wow.
I've started going through them and, you know, stuff that we had worked on together that didn't come to fruition. And part of the reason the book is The Art and Life, and on the cover, it'll and life will be in parentheses. Part of the story of this book will be talking about mental health and about Lee's decline and how and why he passed away and what happened to his career. And the fact that, I mean, I have so the beginnings of the skeleton of a dozen different projects, both things that he did on his own and things that he and I worked on together, and a couple of things that he worked on with other people that didn't come to fruition, didn't make it to print, and could have or should have. Some of those will get showcased in the book, along with, you know, early design art and early layouts from the Stargirl run, Stars and Stripe, and a lot of stuff. Like, I think the last thing he did for DC Comics was a cover for, during the New 52, he did a cover for Superman number 38, and it was Stargirl. And in his sketchbooks, I have, like, his from very rough penciled layouts, what, you know, trying to decide what the cover would look like, to that finished inked product that went to DC and became the cover. So I'll be able to show that process with Lee and really, really highlight his art, but also as much as possible through the writings of myself and a few other people, tell his actual story.
That sounds really worthwhile, for sure.
Yeah, Sorry for being verbose about it.
No, absolutely. That's
verbose about everything. You know
that already. No. I remember when Jeff came out with that story and how it's a tribute to his sister.
Who passed away.
And my daughter and I just loved the TV series. And I tried to get her introduced to the comic book, right? It was a great sort of vehicle into that comic book series. So a very worthwhile project. I wish you well on that for sure. For sure. As a comic book professional, you're probably asked by a ton of people who come up to your table and say, I'm making a comic book. What should I do? What's one piece of advice that you would tell this person who's making their own comic book for the first time?
Good comic books start with avoiding bad publishers. I have my own unfortunate experience with Action Lab Comics in the States, Action Lab Entertainment. I have some limited and terrible experience with Chapter House Comics that are going by a different name now, not worth bothering with. I've watched as friends have had problems with some high-profile indie groups like Aftershock and Scout Comics. And sometimes those publishers are able to right their ships and get their footing again. And, you know, people get paid and everything. You know, maybe the publisher can continue, maybe not. But there's plenty of times where, you know, for all of those, there's many more Action Labs out there. Before I made my deal with Action Lab for the first Hero, I had a writer give me some advice, and most of it was good, but one of the things he said that I regret now was he said that self-publishing isn't publishing. And in retrospect, that's terrible advice.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible.
Mm-hmm.
If all you're interested in is getting to DC or to Marvel, and, you know, making a bag and that kind of clout chasing, then fine, go do that. But the more important thing for you is creating and then giving people a chance to share in that creation, to actually read your finished product. Then you don't, and this is a quote from another friend of mine, Mike Kingston, who does Headlock Comics. You don't need to give away a big financial stake in this thing that you created out of love just to borrow someone's diamond account. So, you know, my first bit of advice up front is just create. Worry about publishing later. You can get it in front of people's eyes. Even if it's just you on your own, you can get it and you can work and earn media that gets this thing in front of people's eyes, earn publicity. You don't necessarily have to make a deal with some fly-by-night huckster who's going to hold your IP ransom for the rest of your existence. So.
Okay. Good advice. Good advice for sure. For sure. So we've been talking about Artsy Fartsy Comic-Con. So where can people find out more information about that and plan to go?
Okay. Well, Artsy Fartsy Comic-Con 2, number 2, is happening on Sunday, April 21st at the Transact Club in Toronto. It's 292 Brunswick Avenue. It's $5 admission at the door. And you can find out more on Instagram or Facebook. Just search for Artsy Fartsy Comic Con. Or you can go to artsyfartsycomiccon.com, which feels like a tongue twister, but isn't. And of course, Comic Con is C-O-M-I-C-C-O-N. All right. It's not just one C in the middle there. That's the first time I've thought I should probably tell people it's two seasons.
There you go. Yeah, it's confusing sometimes. You're right.
Artsyfartsycomiccon.com. You can see a list of the creators who are going to be there. There will be some more information. Like I say, it's very simply a nice little artist alley setup. Come in, walk around. Check out the stuff that people have created, their comics, their graphic novels. Hopefully you buy a couple and take them home and you've found something new to read and enjoy. No celebrities, no cosplayers will be shot on site. I'm joking. But no, it's not. There's no celebrities, no cosplayers, no gigantic booths full of just Funko Pops. None of that absolute BS. It is just the straight up nitty gritty of comic creators and their creations. So
sounds good. And where can people find out more about you and your future projects?
All my social media is, my name is Kingdom, a holdover from my professional wrestling days. All one word, my name is Kingdom. My website, rutgazer.com, RUTTGAIZER.com, is online and ready for you. Before we started recording, I was going there because I have a couple of podcasts of my own that I have to edit and upload stuff from Toronto Comic Con.
So, nice. Something to look forward to.
Yeah, it's long overdue. So
good.
Yeah. So yeah, you can find me everywhere but Twitter. I don't use Twitter anymore because that guy can go to hell.
Okay. Well, Anthony, those are all the questions I have for you. But is there something I didn't ask that you'd like to get across in this interview?
Well, you let me shill the Comic-Con, and you let me shill my website, and you let me shill my upcoming projects. So then, if you're in the Hamilton, Ontario area on April 13th, the weekend before Artsy Fartsy Comic-Con, I will be at Pro Wrestling Ontario at the Germania Club in Hamilton, Ontario, where I'm still involved in professional wrestling just a little. So I'll be managing Travis Moore against Justin Newhook, who is visiting Ontario from Newfoundland. And he's going to give it his best, but I mean, we're going to beat him. It's that simple. I have Travis Moore on the road to championship gold, and love a Newfie or not, Justin Newhook isn't going to be slowing us down. So, yeah, come to the Germania Club. You can find Pro Wrestling Ontario on Facebook and get information from their event page Saturday, April 13th. There you go.
Thanks to Anthony for the chat. You can discover more about Anthony Rutgazer online at rutgazer.com. That's RUTTGAIZER.com. And on Instagram at MyNameIsKingdom. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And remember, you can check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. True North Country Comics is on YouTube. Please like and subscribe to that video channel and hit the notification button. Remember, you can follow along at True North Country Comics on most social media sites. And you can send any and all feedback to John at TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2024.